Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, Spirit Family. On behalf of myself, Essence Kateris, and my spiritual working partner, Kira Myrna, I would like to welcome you to this month's edition of Awakening Metatronic Consciousness. This is a time we set aside each month in order to share in spirit-led conversation, a time spent with like-minded people when we can share, learn, and grow together, for it is in connections such as these that very often we are brought the answers to the questions we have along our journey of spiritual growth and consciousness expansion in this human experience on Earth. It is in time spent in such conversations that we often find the clarification and confirmations we seek. Welcome, Kira. How are you this evening?
Good, and yourself? You hanging in? You know, you've been busy today.
Yeah, and I know you have as well. I've been a busy day. I spent all day between the mundane of cooking and caring for my granddaughter, you know, chasing a two-year-old, which, by the way, she is officially two. She turned two on the 8th, big girl now. Just writing, getting notes together for this evening's program and other information, and it's just, you know, it's as long as I've been doing this, it still amazes me when I, you know, sit down and start putting the puzzle together, I guess you could say, just how it's all connected, you know? It just all fits together. All these individual things that we think we're doing and focusing on, you know, that seem independent and individual, when you bring all those puzzle pieces together, they're not. They're really just all truly a piece of the one bigger picture. So, like I said, as long as I've been doing this and receiving all this information and working, you know, with the Metatronic frequencies and the Metatronic numerology, it still amazes me, even after all these years. So,
well, it's just like we feel individualized, but we're not either. We're all just part of a bigger organism called humanity.
Exactly. So it's really pretty amazing when you when something transpires that just makes you truly, to use a word you're fond of, cognize that. That's a moment.
Boy, you got a lot to cover, so you ought to just jump in unless you have any local things that you need to...
The only thing local I want to mention is beginning in January, next month, first month of 2019, I am going to be going back to doing sessions at Down to Earth in Beaumont, Texas. I'll have the information and links up to all of that. So for local people who would like to schedule a session, they're going to be on the... when did I set that up for? I think the third Thursday of every month, but it'll be on the links and everything. And also, I'll be going back to work on doing sessions online and you know, Akashic readings and all the things that I do. I've been on sort of a hiatus the last couple of months, just. It was time to, very much a spirit-led, I'm going to call it, necessity of reorganization and prioritizing. So that's all the kind of local stuff that I've got going on. I do want to say that tonight's program, like the title says, we're going to be looking at previewing some of the frequencies that are going to be coming up in 2019 and some of the stuff that's going to be going on. We're also going to be looking at what's happening here between now and the end of the month, which there's some big stuff to finish up 2018. And so there's quite a bit of information, but if you're a person like me, where the information, and I can't help but think of that old adage, forewarned is forearmed, but it's, for me, all that really means is, you know, having the information, knowing where these frequencies, that sometimes, if we don't understand, excuse my squeaky chair, I had to move, get comfortable. Sometimes just knowing where it's coming from helps us understand it better and makes it easier to deal with, because we can go, oh, okay, I know what this is. Let me just kind of regroup and change my perspective a little bit to get a better grip on this. Did that make sense? Have I lost you, Kira?
Oh, no, I just had mute on.
Okay,
forgot.
I figured that's
no,
probably
what happened.
No, it
does make sense to me.
Yeah. But anyway, so we're going to
look at... I think... Wait, I did think of something.
Go ahead. Okay.
So we're also in a time of heightened sort of tensions in the world. I mean, there's goodwill, there's peace, there's the love, but then on the other side of that coin, there is the stress levels, not enough time, hurry, people losing their temper, that sort of thing. So as well as with these frequencies that Essence is going to be talking about, just be aware that, you know, maybe the way someone is acting on the freeway or in the store is not the way they would always act. Just try to have a little compassion and patience and live the season of goodwill toward men.
Yeah, and I think a few deep breaths in the moment go a long way in helping with that. I know it's so we, as the write-up for the program mentioned, we're going to be looking at this evening some of the frequencies that will be coming up in 2019 that we're going to be being gifted with. Remember, you know, this perspective is these frequencies are gifts. They're frequency or energy gifts that we're being given because we can handle it, all right? So it doesn't mean that they're not sometimes stressful, because it can be, but we can handle it. We just have to remember that and work with them the proper way. And the sacred work that we're being called to do through the end of this year and into 2019, and even a little further on. Excuse me, we're going to be, some of the events responsible for bringing these frequencies to Earth right now are, like I mentioned, this comet 46P, this Wirtanen, and I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that correctly. Kira, if you know better, help me there. Their recent flyby of Oumuamua, which is the first interstellar object ever observed in our solar system. I mean, that's pretty amazing if you ask me. And then also the third seeding of the Emerald Core on the December solstice. And what I didn't mention, where I was going to be given a little bit of information about the 2222 gateway time travel portal that's going to be opening up on the December solstice with the seeding of the Emerald Core. And that's pretty amazing in itself. We'll talk a little bit about that here in just a few moments. And all of this information that I'm talking about here this evening, well, not all of it. The Emerald Core, you can find if you go to my website, ShambhalaNewEarth.com. You can find and just put in the search words Emerald Core. You can find more information about the Emerald Core and what that is. I'll just very quickly explain that in a little bit. And then I will have an article put up giving some of the basic information about some of the other stuff we're going to be talking about this evening in the next few days. Okay, so on to anything else there right now, Kira? Oh, for our listeners, real quick, if you would like to call in later on, if we have time, we'll open up the phone lines to some questions and comments that any of you might have. If you'd like to call in, the number is 657-383-0225, and we'd love to have you join us that way. Okay, Kira, anything else before we move on real quick?
Nope, everybody just sit down and hold on to your hats because it's going to be a lot of info. You might even want to take some, jot down some notes.
Yeah, you might want to, and you can, and do remember, you can always listen to this program in archive. So, you know, if you just want to not worry about trying to take the notes now, in other words, while we're live, and just enjoy the program and listen, you can listen to it, again, in archive, where you can hit stop and write stuff down. I know I have to do that, so. So, because I can't, I don't do shorthand. So here we go. First thing we're going to look at is in 2019. Starting the year off, boom. Oh, you got to love spirit. First of all, if I remember correctly, and I didn't write this down, but I'm pretty sure that on the 5th of January, there's a partial solar eclipse. But then on January 21st, there is a super full moon. Along, and with that super full moon, there's a total lunar eclipse. Okay? Well, if that wasn't enough, there's actually a set of three, the set is three, super full moons, January, February, and March. And then new moons can also be super moons. Super moon just is a word used to describe, define, or say, however you want to phrase that, that the moon is at perigee, which means at its closest point to the Earth, okay? And there's a certain, you know, if you get into the astronomy of it, there's a certain amount of miles it has to be within and, you know, all this kind of stuff. But, excuse me, all that talking. January 21st, we have a super full moon. February 19th, we have a super full moon. Now, this one happens to be the largest of these three, meaning it's going to be the closest. And then March 21st, we have another super full moon, which is the day right after, so literally within hours of the March equinox. Then August 1st and August 30th, we have, this is all in 2019, we have new moon super moon, which is going to make that August 30th, okay, super moon, a blue moon super moon. And it's also the closest of the three. And the third one in that set is on September 28th. So August 1st, August 30th, and September 28th, we have new moon super moon. February 21st, February 19th, and March 21st, we have full moon super moons. Now, I'm not going to go into the frequencies of these individual supermoons right now, or even the frequencies that the sets themselves hold individually or together. I just want you to be aware, I will have the information up in the article on my website before the first one in January, so that you can look in more detail at the frequencies that these supermoons are bringing in. But you got to remember that, okay, first of all, full moons are always a time of increasing and manifestation and transformation. When there's a full moon, it's a time to strengthen or work on, you know, in increasing your intuitive and your psychic abilities and gifts. It's a time of manifest, you know, what was previously set, intentionally set. Transformation, all types of transformation are really powerful. So change is this kind of this. Also, anyone who is in the healing art, healing work, the power of your healing work is increased around full moon. And as well as connecting with spirit or your higher self. So January, February, and March – of next year, of 2019. So, I mean, which is, you know, pretty close. That first full moon is on the super moon. It's on the 21st of January. So just as a general guideline, you can look at about mid-January it's starting, and it running to the third one is on March 21st after that equinox and stuff, to the end of March. So that time period right there is going to be really powerful at working at all of the things that we just talked about. And like I said, I'll have information of specific frequencies connected to all this. Now we jump to the new moon supermoons down in August and September, right? So we're talking about, once again, maybe, the last week of July, maybe about this through the first week of October, that set of new moon supermoons. The energies around new moons, just the general energies around new moons, we're talking about new beginnings here. This is a time for setting intentions for new creation. It's a time for recalibrating, for resetting priorities. It's a time for initiation work. You know, if you, initiation and attunement, energy attunements, things like that. It's also a really good time to use to set intentions into motion, okay? Because around these new moons, you know, during these times, so during the time frame there that we talked about, that, say, last week of July through the first week of October, we really need to be focused on, okay, where are we going next? You know, if we wanted to say it basically. All right, so that's the basic information about those moons, that moon work. And like I said, there's a lot more than that, but that's a really big thing next year. Kira, anything you want to add there or anything?
Can't think of anything yet.
Okay. Well, let's move on to the next, I guess you could call it. Now, this is coming up on, this will be, let's see, between December 12th, so actually starting tomorrow, but the 16th is kind of the big day. All right, so if I remember right, let me look at my calendar here. The 16th is Sunday, the day that this comet 46P Wirtanen is going to be at its closest point to Earth. Now, I'm just going to read real quick a little bit of information here about this comet. It's only about a mile wide, or excuse me, a kilometer wide, but astronomers say it's hyperactive, and it's emitting a green ball of gas wider than the planet of Jupiter as it's approaching Earth. Okay, that's like, this is actually known as the second green comet we've had this year, but this one's like really big. This comet actually passes through our inner solar system every 4.5 years. So it's on a regular orbital pattern, okay? But it's this particular gas, okay, gaseous substance that's common in comets that causes it to glow green. So, and then we all understand that green is just, first of all, that's related to the heart chakra. You know, it's a healing color. It's a very neutralizing color. In chromosynthesis, as an example, you always, in color therapy, you always start with the color green to prepare the individual, okay, for the color work that's going to be done, because balance, it helps balance everything and kind of steal it and set it into a calm state. So if you just think about that, what just, you know, this green comet, on December 16th, this hyperactive comet will come within 11.5 million kilometers of Earth, making it one of the closest approaching comets of the space age. Actually, it's ranked in terms of distance from Earth. This will be the 20th closest approach of a comet, dating as far back as the 9th century AD and the 10th closest approach since 1950. So this is pretty big, okay? Astronomers say Comet 46P Wirtanen will probably become a naked eye object for several weeks during the holidays, and this has prompted some astronomers to call it the comet of the year. Its closest approach to the sun, so will be tomorrow, okay, December 12th, and its closest approach to Earth is just a few days later on the 16th, 17th, depending on what time zone that you're in. Kira, you sent me just earlier a link that had kind of a sky map about where this comet could be found in the skies right now. Do you remember, or do you have quick access to what site that was that you could share with everyone if they wanted to go look at it? If not, when you find it, just let me know. Yeah.
So just it's from Space Weather. If they just go to spaceweather.com.
Yeah. Okay.
And it was saying that the Geminid meteor shower is happening, and some guy took a picture of one of the meteors getting close to that comet, and it just vaporized it pretty much. So it has a picture of the constellation so that you can see where the comet is located and where the meteors are, you know, stemming from. So just tell them spaceweather.com and they should be able to find it.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about the frequencies that this comet is bringing to Earth. Okay. Comet 46P is holding, emitting, and bringing to Earth the 111 dual, the 1111 dual, and the 11111 dual frequency. I'm going to read you the Metatronic IM keyword phrases for these frequencies, because they alone give you a good idea of what these energies are about. So the 111 dual is, I am independence birth when truth is illumined through the light of spiritual revelation. Once again, I am independence birth when truth is illumined through the light of spiritual revelation. Now, the 1111 frequency is, I am truth illumined through the spiritual revelation opened by the balancing of the divine rational mind, divine heart. Once again, I am truth illumined through the spiritual revelation opened by the balancing of the divine rational mind and the divine heart. Now, most everyone's probably familiar with that 1111 that's, you know, so well known these days. Remember, that's the wake-up alarm call, if you will, you know, kind of the alarm clock going off, the wake-up call that we as a collective set before we descended into the lower physical frequency realm, the physical and the non-physical realm. So that 1111, this comet is bringing that, okay? It's holding that. It's emitting that. It's bathing us in that, along with that 111. And also this 111 I am phrase is, I am the vessel of the illumined truth of multidimensionality. Through pure and intentional thought, I set multidimensional reality into motion. Now, think about what we just talked about with these two sets of supermoons coming up next year and this frequency that this comet is flying by, bathing us in. Okay? So basically stated, all right, these three dual frequencies are about waking up and expanding our consciousness. They assist in this work with the individual, okay, but they're really more about the waking up and the consciousness expansion within the collective consciousness of humanity. The 111 does have a stronger focus on assisting the individual in awakening, but even that is about the awakening, how the awakening of the individual affects the awakening of the collective. And here, you also find a sense of freedom. That sense of freedom is found for the individual and the collective that's not ever been experienced before when true awakening occurs. All right? And then we, that 11-11, that's our wake-up call. And then this 11-1-11, this is our first work and attempts at trying to find our way into the multidimensional realms in a much more physically concrete fashion. Okay? It's us like testing the waters as a collective in the multidimensional realms. Now, interestingly enough, the dual frequencies, 111 and 11-111, now that 11-11 has been around for a long time, well before the 12-21-12. But this 111 and this 11-111, it gets a little confusing. These are new frequencies that were actually brought into Earth's energy field back on September 10th and 11th of this year by that other green comet I mentioned earlier, Comet 21P, and an asteroid that was known as 2018 QU1. So you see, this is a lot of time. You see, nothing is random, and we're making progress, and there's everything is just the next step. So comet is going to be flying by on the 16th. It's got some pretty amazing assistance it's bringing our way. My suggestion is, and I know what I'm going to be trying to do, is finding time that day to just, be in meditation for a while, connecting to those energies and to the consciousness of that comet. Because comets, and I'm not going to go into that in great detail from personal experiences, but comets are individualized consciousnesses just as we are. I mean, just as we think of Gaia and understand and know Gaia, Mother Earth, planet Earth, as an individualized consciousness, so are these other celestial bodies. It's not just Earth that is an individualized consciousness. Okay, Kira?
I would even say it would be a good time to go outside in the green. Well, it is winter on this side of the planet, but the other side is green.
Yeah.
But go outside and be with nature, be with those energies, and think of the, as that comet has come through the distance that it has and collected information as it went by, try to, you don't have to think of it as, oh, am I getting something and translate it in your mind, but just absorb the energy and the information that it is bringing in, and then intend to assimilate it and to make some sense of it at some point.
That's all.
Yeah. Yes. I think that's very good. Okay. Now, this next one really excites me personally, to be perfectly honest. I think this is amazing on so many different levels. Okay. There is a comet. I do believe that in the research that I've done, I do believe that astronomers and scientists finally settled on that it's most likely a comet. Okay, but it is a celestial body, let's put it that way, okay? It is known as Oumuamua. It is the first interstellar object ever observed by humans in our solar system. I mean, let's just sink in a minute. That's pretty amazing. You know, astronomers had long suspected or known that interstellar objects were probably very abundant in our solar system. We just hadn't been able to see or identify one until now. But this is the first one that they have seen. You know, they found it in that massive area known as our solar system. And then they were able to look at it closely enough to realize, you know what, this is not from within our solar system. This came from outside of our solar system. It entered our solar system. So that's pretty amazing. It was discovered, on October 19th of 2017 from the Pan-STAR Observatory in Hawaii. Name, Oumuamua, is a Hawaiian word that when translated, and I think this is so cool, and by no accident, one of those synchronicities as we know them by, when translated, loosely means a messenger that reaches out from the distant past and or first distant messenger. And it reflects the way this object is like a scout or a messenger sent from the distant past to reach out to humanity. I think that's really awesome, personally. I wanted, just before I get into the frequency, the baseline frequencies, because there are a lot more, but, you know, we've only got a certain amount of time this evening. It's only so much information that is really relevant to most people. But just like I said, you know, astronomers have long, you know, basically, they're known as like, okay, we know there's interstellar objects in our solar system. We can't find them. We can't pinpoint them. We can't see them. And, you know, when I was thinking about that, it made me think of that story, whether it's myth or truth, of how the indigenous natives or the Americans were not able to see the ships of the white man coming toward them until the shamans pointed them out on the horizon and showed them to the people. Well, that's how it is with these interstellar objects in our solar system now. Believe it or not, okay, just since Oumuamua's discovery, well, a year ago, October, because it was October 2017, astronomers are now tracking at least four other potential interstellar objects that they've spotted in our solar system. In other words, they're like, okay, look at this. We're pretty sure this is interstellar. So you see my point is like, to me, this is nothing more than a confirmation of the expansion of the collective consciousness. These objects have always been there. We just couldn't see them until they were pointed out.
Well, same thing about planets. They couldn't find any planets, but now there's tons of planets.
Oh, that's so common, nobody even thinks anything about it anymore.
Right. And,
exactly.
And there'll be a point
but
in time when we don't think this is either.
Exactly. That is my point. That those things just like that are our confirmation of the expansion of the collective's consciousness. Okay? So, you know, 2 years ago, this was unthinkable. Almost, you know, that we would ever spot an interstellar object within our solar system. Now, all of a sudden, just, you know, in this very short period of time, we could say just overnight, they're becoming, oh, wow, there's another one. Oh, wow, there's another one. That, okay, things like that are truly, you know, our consciousness is expanding. What is happening here? The bottom line, the collective consciousness is expanding, and that brings the ability to see farther, both in the physical world and in the energy portions of our reality. Even our physical world is just energy. So, let's see. Another thing before we go on to the frequencies of Oumuamua, and Kira, is interesting because Kira once again sent me an email about Voyager 2 just yesterday, okay? NASA announced that Voyager 2 has, or I think it said it has, you can correct me if I'm wrong, just entered interstellar space. So do you see what I'm saying? Our reality, our physical reality, just since with Oumuamua, okay, in October of 2017, our physical reality, our solar has expanded beyond our solar system into interstellar space. I found it interesting that when Kira sent me that, because just a few days ago in doing some research for other information that I was receiving, I was researching about Voyager and Voyager 1, because Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, these spacecraft, were both launched in 1977. That's like 35 years ago, 35, 36 years ago, whatever it is. And Voyager 1, because they went on, they were set in off on different paths, you know, trajectories and paths. Voyager 1 actually entered interstellar space in August of 2012. But it wasn't, NASA and scientists didn't officially, you know, tell us that, I guess you could say, until sometime in 2013 after they'd had a chance to review the data sent back from Voyager 1. Well, that was the first man-made that left interstellar space. And I think, once again, my thought processes on this, this was in August of 2012, just before the shift of the age of consciousness at the 12-21-12 in December of that year. It began this.
It's like humanity leaving breadcrumbs for ourselves.
Yeah.
Wake up, wake up. Look what's happening, you know. Don't just see it as a piece of news. Apply it to consciousness.
Understand it. Right, exactly. Understand what it is saying about the expansion of the consciousness. Okay, now, this Oumuamua, okay, so we've talked about that. Now, we're going to go back to the frequencies. Now, these are the baseline frequencies. Like I said, there's a lot more, but we're just going to look at a couple of baseline frequencies that Oumuamua holds and emits and is bringing to Earth, okay? And there's two I want to look at. One is the 7 frequency, and the other is the 411 dual frequency. Now, the Metatronic I Am keyword phrase for those frequencies, the 7 is I Am Intelligence Seeking Self. The 7 frequency is that, it's that frequency that holds the key to the entrance into the sacred mysteries. It is about things hidden, about the unexplored. A lot of scientists, okay, have this frequency within their personal energy field. It's about information. It's about knowledge. It's about understanding how we fit in to the universe. Okay, both physically and spiritually. I always say that the easiest way to kind of get a basic understanding of the 7 frequency is to think about that old adage, dances to the beat of a different drummer. Okay, because it's kind of it's a very different energy. You know, some people are uncomfortable with it because if they have a lot of it in their personal energy field, it can make them kind of very introverted, because it's a frequency of, as strange as this may sound, it's a frequency that's very much of the mind, but yet it's a masculine or positively charged frequency, which means it's an action frequency. It's a propulsion force. So it's a propulsion force to gather knowledge, I guess would be a simple way to say that. So this is what, now remember, we're talking about Oumuamua here, okay? Now this is that first interstellar object that we as humans have been able to see and identify as interstellar. Oh, and by the way, even some main scientists have looked at this thing and gone, you know, I think this might actually be a part of, I can't remember how they say it, but let me see if I can get this straight, of like an ancient spaceship that, you know, what was left of one. So when even part of mainstream scientists start going, you know, that looks like that maybe once belonged to a spaceship that was out exploring interstellar space. Got to make
Wasn't it
think.
Cigar-shaped? That's what caught my
yes,
eye.
Yes, it is.
Seems like
yes,
it, was
it is.
Cigar-shaped.
Yes.
And I have mm-hmm. seen one of those spaceships before.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it is. Okay. The other frequency. Now, sharing the information about this frequency, I want you to think about what we talked about those supermoons next year that are coming up pretty quick, going to start. All right, the next frequency is the 411 dual. Its Metatronic numerology I am keyword phrase is, I am the knowledge of the creation of the foundation of form gained through spiritual truth, illumined when in service to the one divine heart and mind. This 411 dual frequency is about focusing our energy into spiritual work in service to the collective consciousness about humanity. It's about knowing how to participate in the building of a sacred foundation upon which to create our new collective reality. And it's about understanding that when we are in alignment with the work of the divine one heart and mind, we inherently know our individual purpose and the part we're here to play in bringing into existence the form of physical reality set forth by the cosmic blueprint initially brought into being by the divine one heart and mind at the conception of this universal system. So this 411 dual frequency of Oumuamua is bringing energy to reinforce the frequencies and the work of the lunar events in 2019 by gifting us with energies that act as an impetus for relearning, because that's what we're doing, the sacred knowledge necessary to the building of our collective reality upon a sacred foundation. So in a basic way, it's showing us the blueprints and it's teaching us how to read them so we know how to do the sacred work coming up in 2019. It's even showing us that the way to begin this process is to reawaken, activate, and properly connect the divine heart and the divine rational mind.
I had something a minute ago, but it went away. Maybe it'll come back.
It'll
no problem.
Come back. Okay, while we're waiting on that to show back up for Kira, I want to, because this feels like the place to share this little bit of information here, because on the 9th of this month, so a couple of days ago, when I started working on bringing together everything that I kind of wanted to touch on in this evening's program, I received, I call it a message. We'll just go with that. And this message is the use of sacred geometry, especially combined, is going to become more and more vital to the creation of our future physical reality as time passes through these next few years. Especially from now through 2022, when you can expect to see a lot of talk, okay, of and new and expanded forms of quote unquote healing energy modalities and techniques that are incorporating more knowledge and use of sacred geometry, sound, and color frequency in combination. All of these things today are, once again, used kind of individually, but And I know within my own work, in the Metatronic work, I'm working on, I'm going to use the term modalities for lack of better in this moment, right now, that I've been working on for the last year or so, maybe 2 years, some of them, to do exactly this. But this is where it's headed, I guess you could say. And it is, all of these things work well individually, but in these higher frequency dimensions that we're in now, because remember, we just entered earlier this year an era of new beginnings and new knowledge. Well, that's where all of this is coming from. That's what's happening. We're, you know, we've entered this new phase, I guess you could say. But you watch, between now and especially 2022, you're going to see a lot of this start come more of the quote-unquote norm, I guess you could say.
You could even think of it as we're trying to be a unified humanity. Mm-hmm. You know, we're still individualized, but it's not me and out for me and number one and that sort of thing. You know, unified in that manner. So you could look at it as the modalities as well. You know, we've been using it separately because we were focused on self, but now we're focusing on the collective. And so the collective would need the combinations of all of the, you know, different tools.
Well, what it boils down to I guess you could say, is in certain frequency dimensions, okay, things work very well one way. But once you move into to use the term that we're all used to, a higher frequency dimension, those ways that work so well, the frequency dimension just below the one we're existing in now, they still work, but not in that, the word that's coming to me, the term that's coming to miraculous, seemingly miraculous way that they did when we first remembered those and began working with them. This is what we're going to see with this combination that is going to start, because this is what's going to be required to create effectively and efficiently in this new frequency dimension that we're existing in. And those who can move into using those are just way showers.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. I always hope I make a little bit of sense. I do in my head, but, you know, that doesn't always translate well, anyway. Okay, so that's Oumuamua. Let me see here. I want to look at, geometry. Here we go. There's just some frequencies we can expect to see. Okay. Very quickly then, because the Emerald Core. So the Emerald Core, and this is, like I said, this is something that you can go to my website and type Emerald Core into the search box, and it will bring you to some articles explaining this in more detail. You will see also associated with that would be the gem constellation of the Seven Sisters of the Sacred Silence. But we're not going to go into all of that this evening because that's not really what this is about. Okay, so just to give a quick overview about what the Emerald Core is. On August 11th, 2018, from out of the Dragon's Gate portal, the next etheric energy core, or energy grid, if you will, okay, like the crystalline core, this is the next one. The Emerald Core is the next of Earth and Gaia was released from the ancient future temple of the soul, where it had been under the care and supervision of the seven sisters of the sacred silence and seven universal ancestors while it was being prepared for its release and first seating, as in take a seat, at Earth's core. Now, it needs to be understood that seating is not activating. It is simply placing. Okay, now, this was on August 11th, the initial. In phase one, there are three seating stages. The first one was on August 11th when it was released out of the Dragon's Gate portal. The second one was on November 11th. And the third seating of phase one will occur on the December equinox, 2018. Okay? Now, the first activation, because remember we're talking about seating phase, and the activation phase is more than one phase also. But so the first activation phase for the Emerald Core will not begin until 2020. And that first activation phase is just simply a starting up and coming online. The differences, here's just a little bit more information between the crystalline core and the emerald core. There's a difference in frequency. There's a difference in size and dimensional reality connections and human involvement in the seeding and activation. Because this stems all the way back to 1987 and harmonic convergence. In 1999 was the first mention of the crystalline core, and I believe, if I remember correctly, it was in 2003 that the crystalline core was fully activated. Okay, so you could, if we're comparing it to, crystalline core was seated in 1999 and it wasn't fully activated until 2003. The difference, the biggest difference that about the seeding and activation between the crystalline core and the emerald core, or the crystalline grid, or emerald core, is that with the crystalline grid, humans really were not consciously involved at all in its seeding and activation. This was done by our galactic big brothers and sisters, you could say, to assist us, because we were still, as a collective, even as a subgroup of the collective, not ready for that level of work, but we're ready for it now. Conscious and intentional human interaction and involvement in the seeding and the activation of the Emerald Core. If you read the Metatronic Frequency Report for the 2018 Lionsgate and Dragonsgate, you'd be familiar with what I shared at the end of that report. And I shared, we're becoming awakened, conscious, galactic, multidimensional beings in human form, incarnate on Earth, consciously co-creating reality. Not just our collective reality on Earth, but our galactic collective reality. We are now stepping into a level of responsibility where we must not only think about Earth and humanity, we must now begin thinking about how Earth and humanity's reality is affecting galactic realities we are connected to. This work just got a whole lot more serious. Now, think about what I just shared there and the fact that we as a collective consciousness have expanded using our into interstellar space.
So well, on the you 26th, have also like Elon Musk and, you know, the SpaceX and all of that. They're contemplating putting people out on Mars and the moon and all these places. It's not just about the Earth anymore. We have to start, you know, growing up and mm-hmm. realizing what our actions do to the rest of the universe and beyond.
Right.
So, yeah. Right. I think another show we were talking about, you know, mm-hmm. we're not in just high school anymore. We're, you know, right. in college. You've got to have more responsibility. And, you know, you're not watched by teachers as much. You've got to
be self-motivated. And on top of that, yes, the individual work still has to be done. We are individualized points of consciousness. But within this new energy era, this new frequency dimension that we are moving into and existing in, beginning to exist in as a collective, more and more physically, by the minute, okay, as the things that we've talked about tonight are showing us, the group collective conscious mind work is extremely important. That is going to exponentially will, we've talked about that on previous programs, may have been just last month, I really don't remember, but I know we've talked about it on a previous program, and we'll come back to that. The conscious and intentional creation of group collective conscious mind is going to be vital to the continued consciousness expansion of the collective of humanity. Okay. So there we have that about the Emerald Core. So on the, this is on the, said the 22nd, but it's actually on the 20th now. With that, now, not only is the seeding of the Emerald Core, okay, the third seeding in the first phase, the third and final seeding in the first phase of the Emerald Core taking place on December 21st, all right, at that same time, because of this seeding and because of just where we are at as a collective, okay, and moving into working within the Metatronic consciousness as opposed to the Noumayan consciousness, during the opening of the third seeding, that time, so on the 21st, 222 Gateway Time Travel Portal is going to open. Now, I'm going to read you what I've written about that because it's going to be the quickest and most efficient way of explaining what this is. The 2222 Gateway Portal is a very specific type of time travel portal, which when properly accessed and navigated, allows access to the vision of Earth's future. It opens and allows access to the knowledge of the future Earth reality created and maintained by the entire collective consciousness of Earth at the highest frequency possible within the region of the first seven veils of the seventh dimensional frequency plane, otherwise known as the opening dimension of the Metatronic consciousness energy reality. What some would equate with the vision currently held by many humans called New Earth. I do want to make clear that I think a lot of people would automatically think that, but these are not the same thing. They're not exactly the same thing. Okay, now, and I want to point out here, too, when I said that this knowledge of the future Earth reality created and maintained by the entire collective consciousness of Earth, I'm not just talking about humans, okay? We are not the entire. Humanity is not the entire. Without going into a lot of details of that, we are about one-fifth of the entire collective consciousness of Earth, but just to simply share information on it, there's all the David kingdoms, and there are actually galactic, okay, beings that are a part of the collective consciousness of Earth. There's a difference. So understand the difference between the term the collective consciousness of Earth and the collective consciousness of humanity. Humans are the entire population of the collective consciousness, are not the entire population of the collective consciousness of Earth. Okay, now back to this 2222 time travel portal. The first opening of this gateway time travel portal for access by the entire collective consciousness of humanity within our present projected time frame reality will occur on the 2018 December solstice. I'm going to give you some times and stuff here. Once again, I will have all of this up on my website so that you can access it easy, or you can take notes here and now or replay the program and take notes then. This gateway will remain open for collected access for 22 hours and 22 minutes, opening 11 hours and 11 minutes prior to exact December 2018 solstice time of 2222 UTC, and will close 11 hours and 11 minutes after exact solstice, December 2018 solstice time of 2222 UTC. This means it will be open from 11:11 UTC December 21st to 9:33 UTC December 22nd, 2018. UTC is universal time, okay, or Greenwich Mean Time. The time of widest opening, affording easiest and clearest passage in and out of this gateway portal. So in other words, this would be when I would suggest you would try to time your meditation to enter into this portal, okay, will be from 22 minutes prior to exact solstice time of 2222 UTC to 22 minutes past exact solstice time. This is 2200 UTC to 2244 UTC, December 21st, 2018. Now, these are UTC times, so you will have to calculate your local time accordingly to find out when that time, your when would be the time for your local time. But this is exciting to me, this portal. Now, I mean, to the humanity, to those who were able to reach and maintain a frequency, you know, at least of a certain amount of time, let's say, to enter and do work there. But this is the first time that it's been accessible to the entire collective consciousness of humanity. I see this as beneficial in the way that during the time this portal is open, even those who, you know, don't even have a clue that beliefs like this exist, I guess you could say, what this portal is going to do, this open, the energy that's going to flow through in and out of this portal is going to bring energies that allow for a vision to be seen, whether that's just a feeling that someone has, an experience that they have, you know, in an everyday life, something, but a vision to be seen of what our collective reality could be when it's built upon a sacred structure. Okay? So that's the significance of this portal opening during the December solstice this year. That's pretty major. Okay, Kira.
Well, I was just thinking when you're saying that, you know, you said, I forget exactly how you said it, but something like the people that aren't aware, you know, they could have an experience from that portal opening as well. I was thinking about directors and producers of movies, you know, or the writers that write things.
Right.
It's kind of the way we go too with becoming comfortable with things that we aren't all that familiar with, like aliens. Yeah,
right.
Aliens and the movie Interstellar, even.
Right.
That sort of thing. So maybe during that time, movie directors will, you know, be inspired by mm-hmm. what they and create something. So, you know, maybe just watch for movies, watch for things like
yeah.
that, books that come out. It doesn't have
right.
to be, you know, somebody like us that writes a book on channeling or something. You know what I mean? It could be mainstream.
Yeah, right. Right. And that's what I'm saying. This is open this for the first time to the entire collective of humanity. And that means that things like you're talking about, that's very mainstream, very everyday, okay, are heightened in their possibilities and their probabilities of transpiring, especially when those of us who understand and know what's going on consciously and set intention for things like that to transpire. This is the responsibility. This is what we're talking about. This is being in Metatronic consciousness or existing closer to Metatronic consciousness. Quiet when I finish talking. You're supposed to say something. That's how
well,
it works.
I have to get over there and unmute the button, and it doesn't always unmute the first time I push it. That's the problem. It is exciting, though. And,
yeah,
you know,
is.
Again, like we were talking about the unity of humanity, mm-hmm. when you come with intent to me is, you know, just almost the end all. That's how
uh-huh.
we create. It's,
Yeah,
but if we were to, during these times that you've mentioned, the moons,
right.
you know, the full moons, the comet passing, all these astrological things, if we would remember to use our intent to come together in a group
mm-hmm.
mind and start going out. I mean, for years, I would have gatherings here at my house or, you know, create groups to study cryon or whatever. I mean, I've done that for years and years.
Right.
And then I kind of went into a stage where I was not outwardly focused as much. But I can feel that coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I did go, you know, the last couple of months, I've gone to meetings just like I'm talking about. And reconnecting with people. And so, you know, if you've had any kind of inkling of, you know, wanting to just discuss something with someone, take the step
right.
and be the one that that starts the group. Don't just wait for someone else. Step up.
Yeah.
Go to
yeah.
college. Be that person.
Well, I think it's, personally, I think it's all very exciting. That's why I say, and like I said, there is so much more. This is truly just the tip of the iceberg. Oh, there is a little bit more. I'm just about to forget. I'm sorry. Let me find the last of my notes here. What did I do with them? Well, my goodness. I've got my papers all scattered. I'll find them. They're right here somewhere. They have to be. I brought them
I have
out.
My computer open. You want me to look up something?
Let's see. Well, hang on. Let me. My goodness, this is crazy. This is how I'm like the nutty professor, the crazy professor, whatever they call them. This is the desk with the papers piled all over it. You know, the thousands.
I've seen her shop. That's the truth. Believe me.
Well,
there's
so
no
much writing,
there.
So much information. Okay, where did you go? Because it's like, okay, I know what the heading is. It's the frequencies we can expect to see in 2019. So here, I found it. Woohoo! Okay, right in front of me, of course. All righty. Well, I want to look at this real quick, and then we're going to end up calling it an evening because we are down to about 15 minutes. Left on our program. Okay, everything that we've talked about, team, is really, believe it or not, prep work for what's going to start in 2020. Okay, because the decade of 2020, so 2020 to 2029, is a 22 frequency decade. It's going to be very significant in work and forward movement and the positive change for the collective that we've been working on for so long and so hard at. The Metatronic I Am keyword phrase for the 22 frequency is, I am spiritual vision, building sacred structure. It, too, is a masculine or positive charge frequency, which means it's an action frequency and a propulsion force frequent energy. In 2019, we can expect to see, now these are just a couple that I'm mentioning here, because believe me, there's a lot more. We've had so many new frequencies come into the energy field of this planet since we entered this era of new beginnings and new knowledge earlier this year. I want to say around April or May that transpired. So here's just a couple that we can expect to see. The 844 dual, okay, this will be coming online sometime, I don't know exactly yet, in 2019, and it's in preparation for frequencies that will be affecting the collective beginning in 2020 and running through that decade I talked about. But before I go any further and explain a little bit about that 2020 decade, the ION keyword phrase for this 844 dual frequency, I am a channel of the divine metamorphosis required to create a secure physical reality obtainable only through the mastery of welding structured power. So, like, wow. Okay. So in 2020, okay, that 2020 decade, all right, 2019, we're going to see this 844 frequency come online, if you will, all right, in preparation for what's going to start happening in that 2020 decade. Now, there we're going to see a 422 dual frequency. I'm not even going to, it's about building, okay? It's about responsibility, work, and building sacred structures, our reality. So this 844 is going to come online in 2019 to prepare us for the work through the decade of 2020 to 2029. The 422 dual frequency in the years 2020, the year 2020 can be called the year it begins. The year 2024 will be the big year for the metamorphosis, when the metamorphosis within the collective begins. And the year 2029, the year the effects of the metamorphic work that has been done begins to be seen in the collective in an undeniable way. One other frequency that we can expect to see in quite a bit of in 2019, now this is a frequency that's actually been within the planet's energy field for quite a long time, but it's just been kind of sitting sort of semi-dormant, but it's fixing to kick up and start playing. That's the 322 dual. It's, I am keyword phrase, is I am the sacred structure of all reality, initiated into being through the vision of spirit. I am that which sends forth the movement of creation from within the frequency of joy. So gives us a good that gives us a good hint right there from within the frequency. Those are just a couple of things that we can expect to see in 2019, and the work that we're going to be doing to finish out 2018, take us forward. So I do think it's a hang on to your hat. Here we go. But it's exciting. And
exciting. And, you know, just imagine if we create a world where there is more joy and happiness than there is anger and frustration and hatred and stuff. I mean, that is definitely something to look forward to.
Yes, amazing. So with that, unless you have anything else to share, Kira, I think we're going to get ready to end our program. We're down to 11, 12 minutes, something like that. I would like to just very quickly take us all into a meditative state. Just a quick meditation and breathe in deeply, center yourself. And as you do, breathe in and out through the heart chakra. Allow it to expand and contract with your breath. And it expands more and it opens wider, allowing more of that energy of joy. And we are going to visualize on our next in-breath, we are going to visualize before us a white field. See nothing but white, pure, beautiful white. And at the very center of this, place your focus, this field of white, and you will see, begin coming into your field of vision, a lotus, a white lotus flower. And it's open about halfway. And the only way that you can see the definition of this white lotus flower, because it is white as the field behind it, are for the very tinges, faintest tinges of a pink on the edge of the petals, very, very faint, and the green leaves, the lotus flower, floating in this field of white. Just envision that. Feel the energy. And on your next in-breath, I would like for you to pull this lotus to your heart chakra and let it seat in there. Let it seat in the very center of your heart chakra. And breathe deep and relax. And feel the beauty and the joy, calmness, and the centeredness. Good evening, and just allow you to sit within this energy. You may come back into the here and now when you are ready, whether it's before we end the program or after. We want to thank you for joining us this evening. It has been our honor and our privilege. We leave you with Om Akara Parinama Anandaha. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Kira.